everybody. Well, it's not really Happy New Year right at this moment, but this will be my first Happy New Year podcast in February, of course. But let me start out by letting you know I want to talk about Lent. I'm going to give a few facts and I don't even know what I'm going to do this year. So I'm still contemplating on what I'm going to be doing this Lent. To start out with a prayer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, we raise you up on high above all. We thank you for every blessing you bestow on us. We truly are very sorry for any sins we've committed. Please give us path and righteousness and help from swaying away from you. Please help all those who need guidance and all those who are ill. Help them gain wisdom and healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's begin. Lent. It starts on Ash Wednesday and ends on Holy Thursday evening before the evening mass of the Lord's Supper. This comprises a period of 44 days. The Lenten fast excludes Sundays and continues through Good Friday, Holy Saturday, totaling 40 days. A summary of current practice on Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, and all Fridays of Lent of age 14 and up must abstain from consuming meat. On Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, everyone 18 to 59 must fast unless exempt due to usually a medical reason. During Lent, many people decide to give up something they love, perhaps chocolate, sweets, smoking, drinking, and even social media. Others might decide to take up something like helping out more at home or making an effort to be nicer to their brother or sister, or even going out and helping over at the church. So there's a lot of things you can do. It's not just about giving up something. It's about being obedient. Let me give you three things that we generally do during Lent. Give up something, like I said. Attend Mass and pray. Set goals for yourself to help those in need. Almsgiving. During these days, it's not acceptable to eat lamb, chicken, beef, pork, ham, deer, and most other meats. However, you can eat eggs, milk, fish, grains, and fruits, and vegetables are all allowed. So don't take this the wrong way. You can eat meat, just not on Fridays or Ash Wednesday. So it's just some obedience that we got to follow. So, if you actually do eat meat by accident, it's okay. But if you deliberately eat meat, it will be up to you to go to confession to ask for forgiveness. So let me go over some things that you can give up. I'm going to tell you, the last 3 years I've given up meat, and it's been the hardest thing to do, but it's doable. You just got to have the heart that you want to do it and that you want to give up something for God. This year, I think I'm going to be doing something instead of giving up something. I want to change what I've been doing. Here goes some more things you can give up. Swearing, getting high, texting and driving, cheating on tests, pornography, provocative dancing, alcohol, wasting money, arguing, being ugly to someone, skipping a day of prayer, being in a hurry, procrastination, fried foods, and the list goes on. The only one that knows is yourself. So anything that you think is not good in your life right now is something you may want to give up. It's something to think about. Welcome back. So again, you can also do things like read the Bible, start praying more, spend quality time with your children. Let them know how much you know about our faith. It's also a time to learn. So I know COVID's here and it's unavoidable right now, but hopefully it'll be gone in the near future. People are getting their shots now. But this whole year, I got really close to my faith. I watched videos. I read. I did so many things just to get the knowledge to be a better Catholic. So this is a good time too. Yeah, it's 40 days only, and I'm pretty sure that's about how many days I spent trying to learn my faith. But regardless. 40 days, it's a sacrifice. So you just got to sacrifice your time, your talent, and your treasure. You do that, maybe give up some things that you're doing that are bad, and I'm sure you'll reap the rewards. At the beginning of this year, I started listening to a podcast from Father Mike Schmitz, and it's a Bible in a Year. I've learned so many things from the Bible that I didn't know, and it's a good place to start right there by, you know, just maybe listening to the podcast. They're only like 20, 25 minutes, but he's going to read it all in 1 year. And that's, you know, that's unheard of, but he breaks it up. He'll read from three different books. So give yourself that time to pray. Give yourself that time to learn. Give yourself that time to abstain from doing things that are not worth your time. This is what Lent's about, sacrificing. Here's some more interesting facts and the colors of the season. Now, purple is worn for Advent, Lent, Masses for the Dead, and for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. So there's a color you might want to wear during Lent. Rose pink is for Gaudet Sunday and Laeter Sunday, and that's generally in Advent. Red is for Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Feasts of the Passion, and Feasts of the Martyrs, Apostles and Evangelists. Green is for Ordinary Time, the time after Epiphany and after Pentecost. Gold/white is for Feasts of Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the saints who weren't martyred. So it's just some little things I read up online. I'm always interested in knowing what the colors are. And there's some things we didn't want to know, or there's some things that we did learn about. It's always fun to learn some things about the season or seasons. You could say that Advent is a shorter Lent. Hopefully this is something somebody can take with them and say, oh, well, I didn't know this. So let's give thanks this year that we're going to be able to get ashes, go to church, be with our family, go to confession, and receive communion. We didn't get to do this last year, and it was a hard time for a lot of us, a hard time for the whole country, the whole world, in fact. Many of us had loved ones that were sick. I know my wife was sick at the beginning of COVID. Luckily, she pulled through, and it was a trying time. Now, a lot of us did get closer to our families, and many of us lost family. So I'm so grateful that we were able to go back to church, even though we have to have that social distancing. We still got to see friends and family. We were able to still work. Some of us are going to have to climb back into the driver's seat, reclaim what was ours before all this started happening. So a good way to start is this Lent. Remember to go to church. Remember to go praise Jesus. Remember to always pray, and remember to always serve him. Once again, let's have a beautiful Lenten season that's going to lead to a wonderful Easter season. And like always, I don't claim to know everything. I don't know everything. I'm still learning. I'm hungry for the information, and I hope some of you are hungry. I hope some of you are so full that y'all could share that with other people too. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Again, I do have an email there on the podcast, and I always hear everybody say, like, what you hear, then like the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. Amen.